News Radio WJPF, Amanda Barnes is joining me this morning. She is the Williamson County Clerk. Now you're thinking that, you know, and I want to make this stipulation, Amanda, while you're along with me here. By the way, morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks. How are you?
Good. The things we're talking about are not just Williamson County. I talked to Amanda because we've got a long relationship here, and she gets me. when I don't finish the sentence, she knows what I'm talking about half the time, so that's good to hear. But these deadlines, these are state mandates, these are guidelines that are across all counties, so what we're talking about is relevant this morning. So, Amanda, first thing I want to ask you about, you know, is tomorrow. And tomorrow, in-person early voting.
Yes, we start at 8 o'clock in the morning with the early voting, and we've been getting lots of calls, so I anticipate a lot of people coming in.
Administrative building and Election Day polling places will be available as always. We're not saying you have to one if you've got to prefer one, but if you want to do early voting and go to the clerk's office, you can do that. Well, actually, it's not just the office, because I believe you can. Some of these early mail-in ballots can also be submitted, correct?
I'm sorry.
Mail-in ballots? I mean, those...
Mail-in ballots, yeah. People can walk those in if they want. They can walk them into our office. We also have a drop box if they want to vote by mail.
Okay. Now, here's the question, the reason why I asked Amanda to join us. And I, over the last 3 days, Amanda, I have received a ton of texts about what people have received in the mail. And apparently, I'm not the only one. I got these in the mailbox or sitting on my table for me to do homework with. And voters have received a letter from the Secretary of State's office when it comes to, well, you have not applied for vote in by mail ballot. People saying, I didn't ask. But that's not
right.
This is a mandate.
Yes, for this election, we had to send those vote by mail applications to people who had voted in the last three elections. And the Secretary of State's office, they have to send out letters also reminding people if you haven't done it. So if you don't want to vote by mail, just disregard all that. You still will be able to go to the polls on Election Day and vote, or you could also early vote in our office.
Right. The letters were part of a mandate, Senate Bill 1863. This was passed in May in response to the pandemic, and it requires authorities to send a mail ballot application, not a ballot, but a ballot application to every voter, any voter that has voted in the last election, the last three?
Last three elections.
All right. What other stipulations are in this when it comes to the Secretary of State? Because I know there's a number of different issues that are involved here that, you know, you're required and all the other circuit clerks or county clerks are required to do between September 15th and October 15th.
Right. So we'll be uploading a list of who has applied by October 1st, and then the Secretary of State will get that list and mail out again. So people will get another letter. If they're not planning on voting by mail, they'll probably get another letter, but they can just disregard it.
All right, so throw that away, right?
Right.
All right, now there's a note here in a press release you put out yesterday says, notices do not accurately reflect the current status of vote by mail applicants.
Well, that was because we had to upload to the state by September 1st. But their letters didn't go out till September 15th or around there. So depending on when they grab that information, you know, if you send it to a September 2nd, you wouldn't be on that list, even though it didn't go out. The letters didn't go out until later.
All right, you've been answering a lot of these questions by mails. We've talked about this. We've outlined this. If this is not what you want, you throw it away. Some people have gotten more than one, I've heard. People say that. What are the questions that you're receiving in the office that I haven't spoke about with you on this?
A lot of people aren't happy about it. It's not something that we desired to do either. We did it because the law said we had to. So you still can vote in your polling place. Those are going to be open. We will have, you know, try to follow the guidelines by the Department of Public Health as far as cleaning in the polling places on Election Day. So,
yeah. Have you gotten some, by the way, I'm just curious off the cuff here. Has the State Board of Elections given you a standard for cleaning polling places yet?
They did through the Department of Public Health.
Okay. All right. The fact is, you get it and I get it, and I think you just alluded to, if you listen very closely to Amanda's voice, a hypersensitive subject when it comes to mail-in ballots. I mean, so you've gotten it from all corners.
Oh, yeah. We've been getting lots of calls.
Amanda's just going to stick with lots of calls. Lots of calls, voicing their opinions and asking questions. Here's a question for you, because it was asked to me earlier this week. What's the difference between an absentee ballot and a mail-in ballot?
Well, absentee ballot used to be that you had to have a reason to vote by mail. So they called it absentee because usually it meant that you were absent from the county. Those would be some of the reasons that you couldn't vote, go and vote in the polling place. Now with vote by mail, you don't have to have a reason. So absentee voting is kind of, the wording is no longer there. They call it vote by mail now. So it's basically the same thing. You just don't have to have a reason anymore.
Okay. And I remember this. I did it once. I was going to be out of state in Tennessee during the election. And yeah, I had to explain why I was not going to be able to vote. Times have changed. Now, is it possible that when voting by mail that somebody can get more than one ballot?
Well, when we put you in our system, you should not get more than one ballot. Now, we've had in the past where maybe someone calls and they never receive one, and we might mail one. And if we had to do something like that, we would explain to them that you can only return one ballot.
Right.
Like if it showed up later or something. But typically you would not get more than one ballot.
Then you've got some interesting tracking software you're going to have to be using, aren't you?
Yes.
It's going to keep you busy. You know, we're looking at here is also, yesterday was Register to Vote Day. You probably saw that if you were on social media at some point yesterday, Register to Vote Day, but the deadlines are coming up. If you are going to register to vote and you are not, if you have moved, how many months?
It's 30 days prior to the election.
1 month, okay. If you've moved, that's important, 30 days, and a lot of people are right now because there was pent up and we all were locked in place for so long, and now people are pulling the trigger on new homes and things along that line and moving or moving to better or different places, locations, whatever the case. What are the registration deadlines, Amanda?
Well, used to, you had a cutoff date and you couldn't register after a certain date. Now, that's all changed too, really. You can register all the way on up to and even on election day in my office. Prior to So October 6th is the cutoff date that you could register outside of my office. After October 6th, you would have to come in here and we would register you and you would vote at the same time. But then they have a register online, like if you have a current driver's license or ID through the DMV, you can go online and register with the state up until October 18th is that last day.
All right. Another issue, and I always, when I am voting at the community building in Carterville, and I stop by there, I always make sure, because there are two polling places there, inside same building, and I always make time to talk to the judges and thank them. It is a long day. They are always exceptionally helpful. At one time, I even had confusion about whether I had already voted. They figured it out while I was there, and I was very happy about that. A great group of people. But you've seen, and I see this in not only voting judges, but volunteer fire departments and VA groups and things along that line. There was a generation that was much more active on this front, and they aren't anymore. And one of the ways that shows up is election judges.
Right. So a lot of our election judges are generally older citizens. And this year, because of COVID, you know, some of them might not be able to work. So if anybody wanted to volunteer and work, that would be great. If you're a part of a civic group or a booster club or some organization that does things like that as a group, that would be great. You could do it as a fundraising event and donate your money that you would receive for working as an election judge to your organization.
All right. And here's the thing. You can't go say, I'll be an election judge tomorrow. There's training.
Yes. We have training in October. The first four Saturdays in October here at the Office of the Administrative Building. But if anyone is interested in being a judge, they should call first. Our number is 998-2112, and then we could get you signed up for a training.
How much is a judge making a day being an election judge?
$150.
Oh, well, I may have to take the day off. It is
a long day, but I think, you know, a lot of people enjoy it, sitting and seeing people come in and So the polls are open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., so you're usually there from at least 5 to 8.
Right, to get everything back and then, of course, turned back in. What was the question I should have asked you today when it comes to this? You've been answering a lot of questions, and we understand why. there really weren't a lot of changes in procedures. And then early voting came, and then this came, and the mail-in voting, and on the highly contentious nature of this, and so much about the Postal Service. What is the question I should have asked you that you've been asked already about this?
Will my vote count? I think some people think that if they vote by mail, maybe their ballot doesn't get counted. We handle it just like we would an early voter. We'll have judges here processing those vote by mails and putting them in the machine just like if you were in here early voting.
Oh, okay. Amanda, appreciate your time. Good luck. Once again, if you're interested in volunteering and helping in the early November election, the number to call, Amanda?
618-998-2112.
All right. Now, the items, the deadlines, the mandates, the issues that we've talked about, not just Williamson County. Doesn't matter which county in Southern Illinois you're in. There's been a lot of questions of this, and I of course, we got a few here, and I've incorporated them in the program from our American Monument text line. But, you know, I appreciate the people sending in those questions. And Amanda, I know during this busy time, I really appreciate your time, too.
Thank you.